certainly be humming a different tune by 1968, but how could we see that coming on the afternoon of August 19, 1964, the day the Beatles invaded America? The cab I had taken to meet the Beatles when their plane touched down had mistakenly dropped me off at a perimeter road, and it appeared I would have to wait to see them later at the hotel where they would be expecting me. I'd interviewed them earlier in the year, but in several months' time they'd begun the transformation into legend, and my assignment had also taken on a much grander scope. As I stood with the trembling young fan, the Pan American Clipper that carried the Beatles to America was not 150 yards away, but a large wire fence stood between us and the plane, and there was no way over or around it. We walked back to the road together. I carried my tape recorder, she grasped the autograph book, and a single flower for Paul McCartney. The wind from San Francisco Bay was howling, and yet above it was another sound, a shrieking wail that almost reached the decibel level of an airplane engine. The extraordinary roar erupted from the huge crowd gathered on the other side of the barricades. It was a sound of children screaming in excitement, joy, and frustration, and the Beatles would hear it on 32 separate occasions over the next 31 days. My walking companion glanced over and said, "I've got to meet Paul. I love him. He's so fab. I need him.